Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Playing the NBA playoffs himself many times. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, as we do every week. He's the Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's up?
What's going on, my man?
Oh, a little of this, a little of that, Walt. We'll start with the Knicks. They're gone. Season's over. Again, fall short of a championship. They haven't won one in over 50 years. But Tom Thibodeau paid the price. And, you know, Walt, you've been around this game a long, long time. Was there any surprise level that he got fired, and if there is a rational reason for doing it, what would it be?
I'm not surprised. Absolute shock. I mean, I can imagine the thought process that went behind that. I mean, when he's took that franchise to in the past 2 years, it's just amazing. And it hasn't been seen in probably at least over 2 decades, you know. And so I don't know what they're searching for, but it seemed like he was right there on the cuff of things, and maybe you make a few tweaks here and there, but to fire him, I mean, you got to think it cannot be based off of his track record and what he's done. It has to be something else behind the scenes.
Now, as they fell short, what does the new coach have to do to get them over the hump? And now, you know, after the series has ended, it looks like Karl Anthony Towns may have been a little bit banged up. And, boy, he's been taking a lot of smoke since they lost as well. But, I mean, how close are the Knicks? Because you look at Cleveland, certainly Boston. I mean, maybe a healthy Philly, who knows. But how close are the Knicks to really being the best team in the East?
Well, I tell you what, they got to add a couple of two-way guys that can defend at a high level, and also on the offensive end can shoot the three, make open shots. And so when you can load up on a few of those guys, because you have guys like Brunson and Cat, those guys can get it done for you offensively, but, you know, are a bit of a liability on the defensive end. So you need to surround them with guys who can take up the slack, but also being able to hit open shots when they draw attention offensively. So I think if they could do a little bit more of that, a little bit, you know, Anunoby, you know, Josh Hart, you know, guys like that, so getting more guys like that, I think that this team can get over the hump.
All right, it's the Wizard, Walt Williams. NBA Finals start tonight, Walt. As you know, 8:30 tip in OKC. We'll start with Aaron Wiggins, former Maryland Terrapin, was coached by Keith Gatlin, Maryland legend like yourself, when he was in high school. Now here he is, 4 wins away from joining Keith Booth, Tony Massenburg, Adrian Branch as Maryland, you know, NBA champions. When you watched him as a player and you see at Terpsland and see him now, what about his game has translated into being, you know, one of the best off-the-bench players in the league, even though his minutes were a little spotty there against Minnesota, it seemed?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned Keith Gatlin. I can remember way back when the Terps signed Wiggins, I remember talking to Keith, and I remember him saying that he thought Wiggins was going to be a pro when it's all said and done. And, Izzy, you know, his game has gone to another level. And when you're talking about a team like OKC who have so much depth, and what they get it done. When we talk about the Knicks, what I was talking about, guys, they needed to add more to their team. That's what OKC has an abundance of. You know, they have so many guys who can get it done on a defensive end that are lockdown defenders, but on the other end, they can make shots. And so Aaron Wiggins is in a great situation where he can learn from those guys and understand what he needs to do on a defensive end to give himself a chance to play. And then we all know what he can do offensively. So I think he's getting a wealth of experience, not only just playing in the game, but the teammates that he's surrounded with.
Now, Indiana likes the tempo. I mean, they're actually living up to this Pacers name that they have. But tell our listeners out there, Walt, about how good OKC is defensively and how, you know, Tyrese Halliburton might not get these free runouts that he has throughout the playoffs so far.
Yeah, you're talking about like Caruso, Dort, you know, Wallace. You know, those guys, they lock up. But then they can score as well. Then you got Jay Williams, who is a solid defensive player as well. Holmgren, Hardenstein, those long guys who are able to switch on pick and rolls and stay in front of guards or make it difficult for them. And then when you get into that paint area, those long guys are always there. So they cover a lot of ground. The wing players, they have a lot of length, wingspan, and so they can dig on drives and get back out to the to their respective offensive players. And they're doing a good job of rotating for each other, helping and rotating quickly. They are making up a lot of ground on that. So you're going to see Indiana's not going to have as many open shots as they did versus the Knicks, and it's going to be interesting to see because Indiana is the better three-point shooting team, the better offensive team when you're talking about being able to space and the way they move the ball and how they create open shots by the way they move the ball. But, you know, OKC, that Indiana's offense is initiated by Halliburton breaking the defense down and making you have to help. And I don't think that's going to happen as much against the OKC team. I don't think those lanes are going to be created as much, and it's going to be closed in. And so it's going to be interesting to see if Indiana can still continue to shoot that well offensively when those defenders are closer.
Now, on the other side, defensively for the Pacers, you know Julius Alexander is going to do what he does, and that's be premier, elite, MVP level. What do the Pacers have to do to prevent Jalen Williams from going crazy like he did against the Minnesota Timberwolves?
I mean, you saw Indiana step it up defensively against the Knicks, start pushing up full court against guys and just making them understand that, hey, we're here, we're right here in your face, and never letting them feel comfortable. And so Indiana got to do things like that, but I don't know. It's just not going to be the same type of environment. So I think Indiana's going to have to figure out a way to shoot the ball well. We'll just go on runs where they're breaking the defense down, getting the ball out, getting in transition, and, you know, having an opportunity to break the defense down in transition before they get set up and just creating those open opportunities. I think Halliburton is the catalyst on that. It's a shame that he didn't win the MVP. I mean, he certainly is the engine that makes Indiana go. So if he's a guy that can get loose and creating, and then the way he can get on runs and shoot the ball, and then, you know, the combination of Indiana being able to have guys that's fresh out there all the time, that's what takes their shooting to the next level as well. They're not playing a substantial amount of minutes. They have so much depth. I mean, they can go as deep into their bench as Jarris Walker or Shepherd, you know, guys like that, and they step on the floor and give you good minutes. So, you know, Indiana stepped to allow guys to get that rest so they can be consistent in the way they shoot the ball and keep the game up tempo.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Walt, what's happened? Starts tonight, best of seven, Oklahoma City. You know, they're big favorites, even though it looks like the money's starting to move in Indiana's favor. Who wins the championship and why?
I think OKC wins it. In this day and age, you see teams get wore down or they get broken down by the way you can get just the rain of threes can have moments throughout a game, and you can see teams get slumped over when those times happen. But OKC is different. They swarm you or break you down or break your spirit by what they can do on the defensive end, just turning you over time after time and creating open opportunities for themselves. And they seem to be doing that on a game-to-game basis. I mean, defense, offense, you know, sometimes you're going to make shots, sometimes you're not. But defensively, you can absolutely be consistent in that. And they do it at a high level. That, like I said, they can dig in those drive lanes and get back out to the shooters better than, you know, they look like the Bulls back in the day. With Jordan and Pippen and those guys, Harper, you know, they look like those guys, the ground that they cover. And so I think that that's going to be the element that overwhelmingly takes over this series. And so I see OKC winning the series. I think Indiana will get maybe a game or two tops, but I think it's OKC's doing it.
All right, Wiz, my wife just bought some cranberry juice. It's going to be 85 degrees when I get back to old Glen Burnie, Maryland. I want to mix it with a nice, delicious vodka that might be a little on the gluten-free side as well.
Yes, sir, man. We got to keep you in shape over there, all right? You know, gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs. We have Clutch Vodka, organically filtered. We partner with the NIL, One Maryland Collective, just a way to allow the community to have direct impact on the caliber of athlete University of Maryland recruits in all sports, men and women. So follow us on IG or Facebook at Clutch Vodka, and you can follow me on IG and Facebook as well at WaltTheWizard42. Check out our website at www.clutchspirits.com and see what stores sell Clutch Vodka near you. Also, you know, on June 12th, next Thursday, we're going to be at Tower Bar from 3:30 to 5:30, and then out there in Bel Air, and then in Looney's Pub from 6 to 9 as well. Out there in Bel Air, we'll be having a Q&A session, autograph signings, and just a good time having fun. So come join us.
Walt Williams, the Wizard. Walt, appreciate it as always. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, my man.
There's Walt Williams, everybody. Come back, reset the program for you. At up on lunch, top of the hour, American League East report at 1:15. Orioles taking on the Mariners, 3:40. Still waiting on the lineup, but you get the drill. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio at 1:30.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.